Hello everyone and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast of May 23rd through the 29th. So we're nearing the end of this eclipse season. Eclipse seasons are bookended, if you will, by the new moon right before the first eclipse and then the new moon right after the second eclipse. So in this case, the new moon right after this last eclipse that we experience is going to be the new moon in Gemini of May 30th. And while I'm not going to talk about that in this audio, I still want you to be aware of the fact that we are still in eclipse season. We're nearing its end. And the fact that we're headed towards a new moon in Gemini plays a role into how we want to take advantage of this week, okay? So, on Monday, May 23rd, we begin the week with the Sun in Gemini sextile Jupiter in Aries. Here's one more thing I'll say before I continue. All of the energy that I'm talking about this week is active all week long, regardless of the day that I have assigned it to. Remember, I assign these aspects to the days in which they perfect in terms of mathematical alignment. So in terms of these planetary bodies being in the same degree or the same sign, or if they've changed signs. So be mindful that especially this week, every single energy is active all week long. And this matters. This matters a lot. The reason for that is that, for instance, we begin the week off with, like I said, the Sun in Gemini sextile Jupiter in Aries. The Sun in Gemini, now we are finally in Gemini season. We go from grounded Earth energy with Taurus season to uplifting, curious energy, open-mindedness, right? We go to a much more intellectual part of the brain. The connection to Jupiter in Aries, any connection with Jupiter represents uplifting energy. So this is uplifting energy. This can begin the week off with us having or being connected to our sense of purpose. And this is because Jupiter is the energy in the zodiac that reminds us that we have the ability to grow and expand beyond what our stories tell us, what our conditioning tells us, beyond the stories that we have accumulated over and over in our lives, that we still have the ability to grow and expand beyond that. And the fact that it's in Aries says a lot, because this is the expansion of the individual. This is the expansion of the I. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac and represents the recognition of the self, the I am. So the recognition of the I in the self, that I am an individual and therefore I belong to me. Okay. So this energy is a breath of fresh air considering the heavy eclipses that we have been experiencing, all of that energy that has brought in the last 6 to 8 weeks. So for a lot of people, there has been significant shifts and changes with those eclipses that now as we head into Gemini season and we begin this particular week off, we can begin to integrate a lot of the lessons that were brought up with that eclipse. Now, we still have to keep in mind that Mercury is still retrograde, but it's almost as if Mercury has reached the top of the roller coaster and now it's going down. Okay, so now all of that slow uphill getting to the top of the roller coaster, we've already experienced that. So chances are that whatever lessons, messages, shifts, changes that were meant to come with those eclipses have happened for a lot of us already in many, many ways. Now that Mercury, it's on its second half of Mercury retrograde and it's going to move direct after a few days, and we're in Gemini season, we now get to go into this new season of our lives with a new mindset. And that's the point, because the energy of the mindset, the energy of the mind, which is Gemini and Mercury, we have had a lot of action there. okay? And that's how we begin this week. So if you're moving forward with a delayed planner action, this energy of Monday the 23rd, the connection between the Sun in Gemini and Jupiter in Aries can actually bring luck. It can actually give that final push to finally end something that was started several weeks back. This energy also calls for open-mindedness. It calls for us to be open to do things differently than what we had thought a few weeks ago, based on the things that we learned. So this can be as something as simple as, I started a project, I thought that it was going to go in this direction, and now I realize that I'm going to take it in a different direction based on the observations that I've made, based on the data that I have acquired. I'm going to try it a different way. Or it can be as simple as, so much within me shifted. Within me, nothing outside of me changed. I still have the same job. I'm still in the same relationship. Not much happened on the outside. But how I receive things, how I perceive the world, how I am willing to hopefully let go of control and allow myself to flow with life a lot more, that is me practicing open-mindedness. So I'm giving you these two examples so that you can take these into your own lives and see which one applies in the best way, okay? This energy is also great throughout the week to get in touch with past contacts, with your network. If you're looking for work, to call, you know, colleagues, anyone that you may know that can help you out. This is energy that is asking you to expand by reaching out to others. And if that is something that is uncomfortable for you, keep an open mind. Try to look at life in a different way. Remember, Saturn, at a distance, is still in Aquarius, and it is amplifying this theme of community and finding help and assistance in community. Finally, on May 23rd, Mercury retrograde creates a sextile with Mars in Pisces. So Mercury is still retrograde. It's now retrograde and back in Taurus. So anything that we visited at the end of April, anything that we were talking about, this week finally comes to a conclusion. With that is finally done. We've dealt with it. We're turning the corner. Done. Okay. So there is an ease in asking for help and advice. Mars in Pisces, it's at the very last degree of Pisces on Monday, because on Tuesday it moves into Aries, and I'll get to that in a second. Mercury in Taurus and Mars in Pisces tell us it's okay. There's an ease. When we have water and earth, remember, we create fertile ground for something to grow. Earth being Taurus, water being Pisces. Mercury, communication. Mars, action. Take action in communication. Whatever that means to you, take action in communicating how you feel, that you need help. This is what's on your mind. This is what's been on your chest for so long. And trusting that you are now in a much clearer space to speak from that space, okay? You also want to keep in mind that when you're contacting people, that you are contacting people that feel like safe space, people that can actually help you, and not just anyone. If you are in the place of being of assistance to others, if you are in the place of, someone's reaching out to you, be mindful of your time, energy, and effort. And here's why. Because what the eclipse has brought was a recognition of our sense of worth, our sense of value, and what's going to keep unfolding as really the summer comes along is that we are going to mind our lives a lot more. We're going to mind ourselves a lot more. And so with that, we're going to be perhaps a little choosier of who we allow in our space, of who we give our energy to. So start thinking about that. And this isn't to amputate people. This isn't to like amputate people out of your life, is what I mean. This is to just be mindful and be much more observant of the relationships that you're in. Because with such heavy emphasis in Aries, there is inevitably an emphasis in Libra. Because Aries and Libra are in the same axes in the zodiac, and they are the relationship axes of the zodiac. So this is going to matter, especially as the moon transits Libra over the next couple of months. Okay. Now, On Tuesday, May 24th, we have Venus in Aries sextile, Saturn in Aquarius. This is energy of commitment in relationships, but because Venus is in Aries, Venus, the planet of relationships, Aries, the energy of the I, the energy of the self, of the individual. This is commitment that feels liberating. So if you are starting a new relationship, understand that the best way to cultivate this relationship is to have an essence of friendship. Have it work out however it works out for you, right? But the essence underneath all of that is that we need to be in relationships that allow us to feel like we can pursue our dreams, that we can do the things that we want to do as individuals. The emphasis on the individual is very, very heavy over the summer, and it's prepping us for what's coming next year. If you are someone who tends to have an issue with letting your partner have their free time, or vice versa, you're going to begin noticing how much more people are repelling that much energy. Because at the end of the day, we're here to support and encourage one another, not hinder each other's growth. And any time that we feel suffocated in any way, especially in a romantic partnership, it doesn't tend to turn out well in the long run. So you want to be mindful of that. Now, this is also a great day to seek any kind of mentorship or advice from those who know more than you. So, if you have any financial advice that you need, professional advice that you need, entrepreneurship advice, anything that requires any kind of strategic for you to move forward with a plan that has surged over the last couple of weeks, highly suggest that you take advantage of Tuesday, but also remember this energy is still active all week long. Also on Tuesday, May 24th, we have Mars enter its home sign of Aries. Mars for 6 weeks has been in the sign of Pisces, and finally on Tuesday, it moves into its home sign. This is when we're going to really begin to notice that light switch go on. We're going to notice if we've been in our feelings a lot, we're going to want to get out more, be more active, take action, be much, much more proactive when it comes to our lives. Now, while this is great energy, especially if we have been slowing down a lot in our feels a lot, because it gives us impulse, it gives us drive and courage. It gives us this snap out of it type of energy that puts us back in the saddle and says, you know what? This is what I've been through. It'll work itself out because I'm still intentional about working on that part of my life, but I can't put my whole life on hold. What do I want? What do I need to do? How do I move forward? Now, here's what I'll say with that, because like every energy, there are two sides to the same coin. While having impulse and drive and courage are great, we want to still be mindful of why we're moving in the direction we're moving. Remember, Mars in Pisces was about what is the intention behind my actions. Ideally, now that Mars moves into Aries, we are clear about our intentions, so we do move forward. We do move ahead in alignment with those intentions, okay? But one question that I feel can help ground you is, am I moving fast or am I moving assertively? Am I moving fast just to avoid dealing with what life is bringing me? Or am I moving assertively while still holding the entirety of my life? And that's different, because when we move assertively, when we move with intention, with aligned intention, we don't have to move quickly. And that's the thing with Mars and Aries, that Mars and Aries can have this laser, almost tunnel vision focus, but it tends to want to move really, really fast. And because that is the tendency of that energy, remember, we still have free will to use the energy to the best, in the best way possible. So ask yourself, am I moving fast in trying to avoid something, or am I moving assertively because I am aligned with my intention? And that can help, that can be a very helpful question to ground you with such fast moving fire energy. Okay. On Wednesday, May 25th, we have Mercury retrograde in Taurus, trine Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. This is an aspect that is not new. This aspect occurred once on April 28th. So this was 2 days before the new moon eclipse in Taurus. So think back to the last week of April. Think about the conversations that you were having then. Think about what the two eclipses since then have brought up around that particular conversation. For those of you who are avid journalers, this is when your journals really, really come in handy, because you are able to track your own internal progress, okay? So again, think about the last week of April. For those who don't have journals, look back on your emails, on your social media posts, on your DMs, anything that especially has to do with communicating with you and another, think back on that. And think back to where you were then in comparison to where you are now. And be mindful that this aspect of Mercury in Taurus trining Pluto in Capricorn will take place one more time on June 6th. So it happened once April 28th. It's happening a second time May 25th, and it'll happen again June 6th. Follow the progress of that story. See where you're at. See how it's potentially going to unfold for you in about a week or so, okay? Now, because we are talking about Taurus and Capricorn energy, this is supportive energy when it comes to having conversations about money, salary, settlements, negotiations. For any of you who have any, let's say, job interviews this week, great week to talk about money. Make sure that you ask for more. Make sure that you negotiate. Make sure that you do your research. Make sure that you brag about yourself, because the energy supports it. So why not take advantage of it? This is the same for settlements, negotiations, contract work, anything. Negotiate your worth, okay? Also on May 25th, it's a great day for therapy or coaching session. I usually like to take advantage more of water energy when I give you dates for therapy or coaching sessions. But this particular energy is grounding energy. And because we have experienced this aspect once before, and we will again, there's a story there that's left to unfold. So what that tells me is that there's a little bit more to dig up on something. And I call it dig up because we're dealing with Taurus and Capricorn energy. It's earth energy. What do we need to dig up? What do we need to dig? How? What's there? What needs to be talked about? This energy really supports itself for having a really beautiful breakthrough, okay? So be mindful of that. Thursday, May 26th, we don't really have any new energy. All of the energy from the previous 3 days is still active. Friday, May 27th, we have Venus and Aries create a square to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. This aspect is very similar to when the Sun in Aries squared Pluto in Capricorn back on or around April 16th. That was the full moon in Libra. There is another story. This perhaps having to do with relationship to yourself that has been unfolding since then. So what took place around the second half of April and on that has now changed, or that has taught you really great lessons? This is why I extend that period of the eclipse season from 6 to 8 weeks. Think back 6 to 8 weeks from right now. Think back 6 to 8 weeks from right now. What were you experiencing? What were you going through? What were the questions? And how are they different now? More importantly, how are you differently now? Venus in contact with Pluto, especially in a square, can tend to represent power dynamics in a relationship, manipulation dynamics, these dynamics that bring on chaos instead of peace. So if these are things that have been of lessons to you, what do you learn? What have you learned about them now? How are you managing holding them differently now? This is also an aspect of self-sabotage. What have you learned about self-sabotaging tendencies? And hopefully you're holding them with love. You're holding them with understanding and compassion, and understanding that sometimes we self-sabotage without even realizing it. Sometimes we are so wired in a particular way. We are so traumatized. Our nervous system is wired in a certain way because of trauma that we don't even realize when we sabotage certain opportunities. But when we begin to observe our lives, when we begin to ask ourselves our different questions, like, why do I do that? Why do things not seem to work out when they're about to? Is it really that they don't work out, or is it that I'm somehow making it be that way? And if it is, What do I need to dig up? What do I need to look at? Okay. So think about that. Think about how those questions sit with you and ask yourself if there's any truth to them in some way, whether in relationship or in just the relationship with yourself and in your own life. All right. Saturday, May 28th, we have Venus enter the sign of Taurus, and it will remain there till June 22nd. So this is the second planet in 1 week that enters its home sign. Remember, Mars enters Aries on Tuesday and Venus enters Taurus, one of the signs it rules, on Saturday. This says a lot about what the next 4 to 5 weeks have for us. When the cosmic lovers, when the principles of masculine and feminine energy are operating at ultimate levels, especially because they are in their home signs, it means that it is up to us to tap into the balance of feminine and masculine energy within us. Venus in Taurus is in its home sign, so it's patient, it's steady, intuitive, grounded, and confident, right? That's on the one hand. That's on its healthiest expression of energy. Now, on the other hand, it can be rigid. It can be extremely closed-minded. It can be extremely, extremely stubborn, dig its heels, even though something is not working out. Be mindful of what side of this energy you're falling into. And remember what I said earlier with Mars and Aries. Are we moving assertively or fast? Because when we move assertively, we don't have to move fast. And that energy sits a lot better and works a lot better with Venus in Taurus when it's being patient and steady and intuitive and grounded and confident. Because Venus in Taurus functioning from this space tells us that we know our worth, that we don't have to do anything that is outside of ourselves to attract the things that we want. Yes, we still take, remember, aligned action. We still take intentional action. But other than that, we can rest in our confidence of our skills and the confidence of who we are, of who we have discovered ourselves to be. This has a lot to do with our value system and how much we function from our value system, okay? Now, a question that I leave you with this Venus and Taurus aspect is, what have you learned about your self-worth and inherent value in the last 6 to 8 weeks? What in your life or whom supports or takes away from that? These are important questions because remember, the summer, really, the next 3 months serve to implement a lot of the lessons that came up with the eclipses the last 6 to 8 weeks. Okay, so once again, what have you learned about your self-worth and inherent value in the last 6 to 8 weeks? And what and whom in your life supports or takes away from that? Okay, Venus in Taurus is great energy to integrate the sense of self-worth and value. Finally, on Sunday, May 29th, we have Mars and Jupiter come together in Aries. We have a Mars-Jupiter conjunction. So this is drive, assertiveness. This is the universe's call to action. And this is especially true because we are planting seeds that will grow in 2023. So not only is this energy active this week, but it's energy that is also active next week. Knowing that, how can you plan the next 2 weeks, this and next, to kind of set things in motion for yourself that can help you expand and grow? Mars is the planet of action. Jupiter is the planet of expansion. When you take action, you grow. But what did I say about earlier in the week? You're moving aligned and assertively. So your actions are aligned with your intentions. And knowing that, Venus in Taurus comes in and says, I know that I'm taking action and I am certain that things are going to work out for me. So I hope that I was able to put all of this together for you and create a whole story, because this week is important. It's a week that is asking us to take action and impulse. And look, with the exception of the square on Friday between Venus and Pluto, everything else is a sextile and a trine. And it's important to note that because sextiles and trines in the zodiac, a lot of times they are mistakenly defined as being quote unquote positive aspects. And it's not that they're not, but what tends to be the implication in that is that we don't have to do anything to take advantage of the energy, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. If anything, trines and sextiles are a gift from the universe saying, here is this really great energy at your disposal, use it. Therefore, it leaves us, it leaves our half. We have to meet the universe halfway and say to ourselves, this is how I'm going to take action. I'm going to send the email. I'm going to make the call. I'm going to go for that job interview. I'm going to apply for the job. I'm going to ask that person out. I'm going to get a therapist. I'm going to get a dating coach. Whatever it is, it's time to take action. You don't have to go fast, but you do have to move in alignment with what you have now recognized your values are. Think about that. Let it marinate. Mull over it. Because this and next week are preparing us to come out of eclipse season. And we want to come out of this season intentionally. We really want to take on the lessons and actually implement them into our lives. We don't want the last 6 to 8 weeks to just be a period of time that just happened and that's it. And then we come back to old coping mechanisms, to old behavioral patterns. That's not the point. Okay. I hope this is helpful. Have an amazing, amazing week.